Now, when it's the time to feed your stock and everything, you'd say it's...
It's feed time.
How about if people were calling cows in from the pasture, how would they call them?
Well, now, they used so many different tones that... They just tell us to go call the cows in, and...
How would you call them?
I don't really remember how I... Pigs, you know, we'd holler, piggy, piggy. Cows would say, sooey, sooey.
Oh.
But it all goes back to the way you train them.
The
you could say sooey to the hogs, and they'd come just as quick if you train them that way.
Uh-huh.
Or the cows, you could call piggy, piggy, if they knew it was feeding time.
Oh.
Same way with, did you know they trained catfish in these fish ponds to come to eat by a bell?
No.
That's right. They've got a certain place they feed these fish.
I never heard of that.
And a certain, and when they put the feed in there, they ring the bell.
Uh-huh.
And they can ring that bell, say they feed them 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
If visitors are there, they'd ring the bell at 3 o'clock, and you'd see those fish starting over there, the waves flying, and they always feed them because they want them to know that that bell has come to eat.
Oh.
So if they just making a exhibition and call them at 12 o'clock, they'll feed them. So, but they train those fish to come feeding time by a bell.
I didn't know fish could hear like that.
Well, I didn't either, but they sure do it.
They hear the.
So they will respond to.
So the cows would, whatever, if they heard what they thought.
Was a call.
Uh-huh.
Now, on my horses out in the lot, well, I just call them by name.
Oh, you just call them by
Mike
name?
Mike or Pearl or. I'd say, hey, Mike, he'd pick up the ear, come here. Well, you train them ordinarily. Well, you might give them a little niblet of sugar or something, see. Or you might pit them. They like to be pitted, you know, rub them under the neck. And but you can train them to say, come here by their name, mm-hmm. see. Or a lot of them will whistle. But when you whistle, if you train them by whistle, then you might whistle and three or four different ones would respond, you see, because that's their call. But I always call mine the ones that I could train to come by their name.
And they would know their own name.
Yes, sir, they'll know their name. And go out in the lot, I had one mare that was named Pearl, and their ears are very sensitive. Anything with hair in their ears is very sensitive. And I'd say, Pearl, she removed that one ear, you know, and I'd holler, hey, Pearl, prick up her ears and look around, come here. She'd always come on up there. And I had one horse that never would come by his name, and he didn't like to be bridled, to put the bridle on him. But when you'd start out in a lot with a bridle, he'd always go to the far corner of the horse lot, and he wouldn't run. He'd go there and wait for you. And if you didn't handle him a certain way, he'd whirl and run.
Oh.
We learned to put our hand under here and put it on the far side of his head.
Uh-huh.
And he'd always turn, lean his head into that hand. And then you could bridle it. But if he didn't feel that hand, he'd whirl and might even kick you when he went off.
Wait a
minute. So
they're
different, you know, it's kind of like humans. No,
yeah, animals would be different.
No,
well, how about if you were wanting a cow to stand still while you were milking it, what would you say to the cow?
So.
Oh.
That was the word they used, so.
Well,
where they got it or how they got it, I don't know.
I wonder where they
but
got
I don't think it had much effect.
You don't think it had much effect?
It'd still kick you, some of them. But we said it anyhow.
Huh.
And they'd get burrs on their tail and whip their tail and hit you in the face with it.
Uh-huh.
While you're milking them.
Huh.
Hurt.
What about calling a calf? How would they call a calf?
Calf?
Uh-huh. Same way?
Yeah, I generally call her, well, we never